Thank you. in your book, you will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. This is the story of the battle at the Fortress of Steel. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. Far across the star-filled galaxy lies a desolate planet called Zeton. Zeton is home to the most powerful robots in the universe, the RoboForce. Hidden in remote mountains on the planet is the Fortress of Steel, headquarters of the RoboForce and their leader, Max Steel. His motto, any mission, any time, any place, is the code by which all of the RoboForce team live. The location of the Fortress of Steel has never been discovered by the enemies of Max Steel, but that doesn't mean Max can let his guard down. One day, Max and his right-hand man, Wrecker, were hard at work repairing a key defensive point in the fortress. Max called to a busily working bright red robot.
Hand me that mecha wrench, Blazer. We've got to fix this drawbridge. We wouldn't want Hundred and his goons to find us and just march right in.
Blazer picked up the wrench.
Sorry I didn't fix this sooner, Max, but I was out helping Soda scout for uranium.
Max chuckled.
Excuses, excuses. Say, Copter, could you whirly bot up to the top and fix that hinge?
The deep blue helicopter top robot answered.
Sure thing, Max. We should have this drawbridge fixed in no time.
But while Max was busy fixing his fortress, others were busy planning how to destroy it. Hundred, the foul leader robot of the evil robot empire, greeted Vulgar, one of his henchmen.
Well, Vulgar, what did you find on your spy mission?
You will be pleased, Hundred. I have found the Fortress of Steel. I followed two of Max Steel's helpers right to it.
Hundred roared.
Excellent, Vulgar. Our master Nazca will be happy to hear this news. Now we can destroy Max Steel and the RoboForce and blast their fortress to smithereens.
Hundred crashed down his iron claw, smashing the console. Vulgar blipped wildly.
Let us attack immediately!
Not so fast, fool. We must plan our attack carefully.
Max and his friends were still busy repairing the broken drawbridge when their Communa controller crackled to life.
Urgent! Urgent! Come in, RoboForce!
Sota zipped to the console.
The transmission is coming from the city of Celestia, Max. I'll have visual in a second.
It was Mark Fury, the man who created the RoboForce.
Max, you and the RoboForce have got to hurry. The city is under attack.
Max Steel raced toward the door.
We can't waste a minute. Celestia's defenses are still weak from the last attack by Nazgar's robots. Blazer, since you didn't fix the drawbridge when you were supposed to, you stay behind to guard the fortress. We'll take care of Hundred and his horde.
Hey, it's under control, boss. Just save that city.
Moments after the RoboForce rushed out of the fortress, Blazer stepped up to the control console.
Now that's weird, man. The defense mode is on, but what's this funny buzz?
Suddenly, Vulgar's super drill burst through the wall. The wall began to crumble. Then, Hundred and his evil robots poured in. Hundred popped out his lasers.
Stand aside, Blazer. The fortress is ours. You cannot defeat our combined might.
A burst of flame shot up from Blazer's arm.
We'll see about that, Hundred. It's meltdown time.
But just as Blazer took aim, the evil robot shot a concentrated laser blast at the lone RoboForcer. The huge blast sent Blazer sprawling across the room. Hundred laughed evilly.
That'll keep him quiet for a while. Now we can plan our ultimate triumph.
Meanwhile, Max Steel and the RoboForce were rapidly approaching the city of Celestia. Kuptor whirred up out of the command patroller.
I'll fly ahead and scout the situation, Max.
Seconds later, Kuptor zipped back to Max.
I can only see one enemy robot. It's Cruel, one of Hundred's horde.
Max turned to the others.
Only one attacking robot? We had better be careful. This could be a trap.
Max and the RoboForce swept into the city. As Sentinel stopped the command patroller, Max spotted Cruel.
He's firing his lasers at those defenseless humans. He's not going to get away with this. Come on, RoboForce!
But Cruel saw them coming. He sent a stinging laser blast ripping at the RoboForce.
You can't take me, Steel!
The RoboForce pulled up and blasted back, realizing that he was heavily outnumbered. Cruel sped away from the city.
Ez a Tilos Rádió FM 90,3, és benne, ahogy említettem, Tilos Maraton, amikor bármi megtörténhet, például egy 24 oldalas lapozgatós cuccról, RoboForce, The Battle of the Fortress of the Steel, ilyen képes lemezes könyv lejátszása kerüljön, amíg így a legizgalmasabb részénél, a felénél megfordítom a kis lemezt. Beköszöntem még egyszer, Tomanek vagyok, ez a Bossabom Gia, ami egyébként a fő támogatója Art by Mantina robotos űrhajós rajzának, melyen a Vaterán lehet licitálni ezzel a rádiót támogatva. Olyan 22 000-nél jár a licit, mindjárt a chatre linkelem is, és akkor folytatódjanak a kalandok a célnak a erőmű fortress, ezt, hát most magyarul nem jut eszembe, erődjénél. Igen, az erő legyen velünk, Tilos Rádió FM 90,3.
As the RoboForce sped back to their fortress, Max blinked and whirred in thought.
Something funny is going on here. If Hundred sent only one robot to attack Celestia, he must have another, more sinister plan.
Max pointed toward the Fortress of Steel as it loomed up on the horizon.
Sota, get a clearance from Blazer before we get any closer.
Sota's radar buzzed loudly.
The defense mode isn't working properly, Max.
I knew it. Hundred had only one robot attack Celestia, knowing we would come to the aid of the city. But in the meantime, he set up some kind of trap for us here. Turn all defenses on!
Suddenly, laser blasts erupted from the fortress and streamed toward the RoboForce. A huge shot stung Sota and threw him back. An evil voice called out from the fortress wall. It was Hundred.
Welcome home, Max Steel. Except it's not your home anymore. Followers of Nazgûl, destroy them!
A shower of laser bolts pelted the RoboForce. Max and his friends blasted back at the evil robots, but Hundred and his horde ducked behind the fortress wall. Max turned to his friends.
Hold your fire! We'll never defeat them this way. I have a plan. Fall back, and I'll fill you in.
A few minutes later, Max and the RoboForce team roared out, racing for the fortress. But Hundred saw them coming.
They're attacking the wall we drilled through. Hurry!
Hundred's henchmen abandoned their positions and raced to defend the hole. Just as Max had hoped, he turned to his friends.
Quick, head for the broken drawbridge. They'll never know what hit them.
As the evil robots rushed down from the outer wall, Hundred laughed madly.
Those brainless bots. How could they expect to get through this hole when they know how strong we are?
Vulgar peered out through the hole.
Hundred! They disappeared! Where could they have gone?
Those cowards. Max Steel and his timid robots have run away.
While Hundred and his horde were celebrating their victory, Max and the RoboForce were quickly loosening the broken drawbridge. Max worked feverishly on one of the hinges.
It's a good thing Blazer didn't fix this drawbridge on time. Now we can break right in and take Hundred by surprise.
The drawbridge collapsed with a thunderous crash. Max and the RoboForce burst into the fortress with their lasers blasting. Hundred whirled around, shocked by the surprise move.
You'll never survive, Steel.
Hundred's hood snapped up, and his laser guns fired a monstrous blast at Max. Max dodged the blast easily.
You're finished, Hundred. Let's clear them out, RoboForce.
Copdor whirred up to the ceiling and stung Vulgar with a laser blast from above. Wrecker zoomed over to enemy and rocked him backward with his mighty atomic jackhammer. Max swung around and fired his dual guns at Hundred. As the battle raged, the RoboForce began to slowly drive the evil invaders back toward the hole in the fortress wall. Max called to his friends.
Don't let up, team! Keep pushing them back!
The RoboForce kept their lasers blasting as Hundred and his robots stumbled out the hole. Max unleashed another blast at Hundred.
Your days as an evil master are over, Hundred. Give up now while you still have a chance.
Just then, Cruel roared up to the fortress in the huge Conquest Destroyer. Hundred shot laser blasts at the RoboForce while his henchmen herded into the ship.
Quickly, we must escape. Blast out of here.
As Cruel revved the destroyer's rockets, Hundred turned to Max Steel.
You may have won this battle, Steel, but Nazgar's mighty army will win the war.
Flame shot out of the ship, and within seconds, it was gone. Max raced back inside to Blazer, who was still sprawled in a corner of the fortress.
Blazer, are you all right?
Blazer slowly came to life.
Where am I? Watch out, it's an attack.
Max calmed his friend.
Whoa, relax, Blazer. We took care of them.
Blazer bleeped weakly.
Max, I'm really sorry they got in. I guess I really let you guys down.
Let us down? Blazer, you're a hero. If you had fixed that drawbridge, we never would have defeated Hundred. But now we really have to rebuild our defenses. Come on, guys. Let's fix up our home.